the song here?
Clap, 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 clap. It'd be like LeVar Ball. I'm the one that claps.
I'm the one that claps.
You clap when I clap.
Hey, speaking about LeVar Ball, y'all see his son dropping like 40 points on those Lithuanian teams?
I mean, I guess it's a better preparation, I guess, than it would be high school.
I mean, he's out there balling. He's getting like triple doubles every night.
He's making some money.
He's gonna obviously get into a better league if he continues to play overseas.
And on top of that, LeVar Ball's coaching right now. He's like the guest coach, and he ain't lost yet. So he ain't never lost.
So you think he had a big head before?
Because the reason I brought that up because of the whole Steve Kerr thing. He's like, Steve Kerr's really vanilla at coaching. Anybody can go out there and coach Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson. You just stand there and turn your back.
He said stand there and turn your back?
Yeah, man.
I mean, when you got that much talent, it is make life a lot easier when you got people that can shoot from anywhere, anytime.
Man, if Steph Curry inbounds the ball, he's a weapon. Like, it's over with. It's over with. But nah, but welcome to another Turf Talk. Show presented by TurfToolShow.com. I'm Mike Floyd, and my knees actually work on like John Walls, who's out for 2 months. So
after that big check,
bro, I feel bad for the dude, man. But it's time Bradley Beal to step up. I mean,
hey, but it's only 2 months.
But he was in the All Star game, so who's gonna replace him?
Man, the All Star game,
bro, $100,000 to the winner.
Is Leonard an All Star game?
Yeah, he made it. He's a reserve.
He's a reserve. Well, maybe
is that the incentive though?
Well, it was like $25,000.
His contract's how much?
No, for the All-Star game.
But his contract is
like $200 million, probably.
Yeah. So mm-hmm.
I mean, he lost his shoe deal.
What's 25?
I wonder why.
What's 100K?
He wasn't really producing.
No. Oh, so you gotta produce now when you got a shoe deal?
Yeah.
I thought once you get it, it's good.
Nah, you ain't. That's that LeBron kind of style. LeBron, his son probably gonna have a shoe deal by the time he hits high school.
Right. Probably. Just like the balls.
Big ball of brain, LeBron style.
Focused, man. LeBron's kid got to stay focused. He got a lot of hype to live up.
Bronny, yeah. But I'm here with Glow, man.
Yeah.
I'm also here with the Avalanche.
Yep. I'm wearing my Tiger Woods red today.
Did he win his little thing bobber that he's in? Everybody's been freaking out about?
No, he didn't win.
He didn't win. No.
Oh, okay.
He tied for... He's back. Yeah, he did. That's the thing. He's back. He tied for 23rd. At
25. Wait, what?
I mean,
but listen though, okay. he tied for 23rd, but the biggest thing about this is he made the cut and actually played into the weekend. For the first time since, I want to say 2015, he actually made the cut from Friday and played Saturday and Sunday to actually have a chance to win.
Yeah, and that's a lot from where he's come from, from where he's fallen,
yes.
And then due to the fact that People sleep on golf, but golf is it's a purely skill.
Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah, Jared Goff is pretty skilled.
Anyway, there's always that one. You know what he reminds me? You know who this guy is? This guy reminds me of, remember when you go to class and teacher's not there? He'd be like, hey, it's been 15 minutes, so technically we can leave. There's always that one guy who's like, hey, I can leave the class.
I did that every time.
Exactly.
It'd be like 14 minutes and 59 seconds. They walk in and be like, bruh.
No, like, damn.
But I would sleep in class every day. Yeah. So, I'm going to be honest. I haven't really been paying attention to the sports news. So.
And you went off.
Yeah.
Been off for three weeks.
Got the TV on all day.
I've been watching more G League games than anything, but I'm pretty sure you guys don't want to talk about that. So, Harris, what we got going on?
So, back to
reality.
So, like I said, he made the cut for the first time since 2015 in Torrey Pines. He didn't win. He got 23rd. But he is back. He went 72, 71, 70, and 72 for all his rounds throughout the weekend, which is, as someone who's played golf, it's pretty damn good.
That's pretty good.
I mean, I just hit the ball.
Yeah, for that to be 23rd, like, it just goes to show you.
Right.
You know what I mean? And this is a legend. This is a legend that's probably past his prime, but he's still there. I mean, should he hang it up?
I mean, he's been doing his best not to hang it up. I mean, with all the surgeries to his back and to his knee and all the rehab he's been going through, he's a man that doesn't want to hang it up. He's also trying to bounce back from, you know,
from his issues. The personal issues he's had. And that's probably why you don't want to end on a note like that, I think. That's why I think maybe he came back. Even though he's not Tiger we all know, the Tiger that other golfers hate, he's still Tiger.
He's still Tiger.
Period. Like, when you think golf, you think Tiger. And Arnold Palmer.
And one of the biggest things, so many analysis I've read, one of the biggest things was he missed the most fairways off of tee shots. I think it was like a record. I can't think of the number off the top of my head. But the majority of his tee shots didn't hit the fairway. But his short game, he was still able to either go par or under par, even after missing the fairway, which is, I mean, if you don't know that much about golf, that's a pretty big thing. Because you want to hit the fairway, you have a better shot. But if you only hit the fairway, you kind of miss things up.
Yeah, your shot to end up.
Exactly. But the fact that he's still able to go par or under par, it shows that there, some of that old Tiger is still there. So, I mean, is he going to come back and be number one in the world and be a phenom like he was before? Probably not. But for the sport of golf, it's exciting to have Tiger Woods back. He gets people excited. People will be wearing their Tiger red shirts on Mondays. As long as he keeps it up.
And he is still good enough to, he may not be good enough to win it, but he can definitely upset. Yeah. Definitely upset you.
Yeah,
I didn't know Tiger Red was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's actual thing.
Have you never seen the cornflakes or the Wheaties?
Don't you remember when Tiger was big and was like marking everybody and winning everybody? Like, people were red. Like,
I had other things to do.
Linebacker logic.
Like, I'm not going to sit there and watch golf.
You don't have to sit there and watch it.
You can't even cheer, really. They're like, oh, silent, please.
Bro, you just turn it on and then go on about your day. You come back. They're still on, like, the eighth hole. There's going, you know.
That's like watching baseball. Like, nah,
you
man.
You do the same thing with baseball. You turn it on. You go on about your day.
Yeah, you turn it on. You're like, that's dumb. Then you turn the channel.
I mean, you got to be there. Like, golf, I feel like if I was there, I want to do that open bar and those golf things.
Well, every time I've been golfing, I usually end up drunk by the third hole. Like,
if you're not a pro, that's the point of golf.
Yeah. So you can go and get drunk, but then you gotta be quiet.
that doesn't work though.
I mean, it depends what you're drinking. I mean, you'll be sitting there leaning the whole time, like sitting there sweating.
Yeah, sitting there leaning, you'll be fine. You know what I'm saying? Get some tranquilizers.
Right. What else we got?
Blake Griffin got traded to the Pistons.
Yeah, and you know what?
That was a surprise.
Let me tell you something.
Is it though?
I mean, you watch more basketball than I do, so is it?
All
right. It's not really a surprise because he had a $171 million deal for 5 years, and he wasn't really producing.
Isn't this the first year of his deal, though?
Yeah, he just signed the deal, and there once, what's his name, CP3 left, Chris Paul.
His efficiency went down a lot.
It wasn't really efficiency. They were using him way too much. Like, the first five games of the season, like, you could tell, like, they're trying to make, like, hey, you're the man now. Like, we're putting the team on your shoulders. Mm-hmm. And he was out there dropping 30 points a night. And then all of a sudden, he kind of tweaked that knee a little bit again. He's like Gronkowski. He's going to get hurt. Every time.
Okay, so this is the first year of his deal. You just said that he's been putting up points.
Yeah.
He may be a little injured. So because that sequence of events is why they just dump him and trade him.
These teams.
I feel like that's a knee jerk reaction. Like, if he.
No, what they're doing right now. They're trying to unload that contract.
Right.
They're trying to go younger. So they essentially they're trying to trade DeAndre Jordan.
Okay.
They're trying to trade Lou Williams, who should win Sixth Man of the Year right now. Lou Will should win six men.
He's going off, man.
Yeah.
Really?
He should win that. But, I mean, yeah, the Clippers are receiving Tobias Harris, Avery Bradley, Boban Marjanovic, and a first and second round draft pick. And the Clippers are sending Bryce Johnson and Willie Reed to Detroit. I mean, if both Andre Drummond and Blake Griffin can stay healthy for the next couple months, they might be able to do a little damage. But everybody's talking about they're going to make the playoffs. I'm like, just with those two alone, no. I mean, Andre Drummond's a rebound machine, and he can shoot free throws now, but it's not going to put them over the top, and it could be like, well, they probably beat Washington now because John Wall's out.
The issue I'm having is that, so my buddy Jay Barlow, what up, Bar? He made a status and that happened. He made a status about the, it's not so much who they're getting, it's what they're trading. Now, the upside to this is trading Bradley and, I forget, Toby, I think his name is.
Tobias Harris.
Tobias, there we go. Toby, that's it now, it's not.
Toby Keith? Toby McGuire?
No.
Toby. Your name is Toby.
He said, Spider-Man. Let me put this trade in simple terms for everyone to understand. If there were cars, the Pistons just traded a 2017 Impala, 2017 Yukon, a 2017 3 Series BMW, and two 2018 and 19 vehicles that have yet to be released for a 2010 Dodge Ram that has been in several accidents but has a rebuilt engine. And so, to go along with what Floyd said is that basically Blake has too many injuries.
So my thing is, if they can figure out a way to keep him healthy, because obviously Doc can't. Doc is just killing his players. They can figure out a way to keep Blake Griffin healthy, because Avery Bradley, he was a free agent regardless.
Yeah, they were. That's the thing. They were to leave.
Yeah,
they weren't going to stay in Detroit.
So they kind of, they can, the Pistons can build around Blake. I mean, he has that kind of, he has a weird looking face, but I mean, he has the face of a franchise. They can build around him. If he can stay healthy. But him and Drummond out there, they can,
I guess.
They kind of do like what the Pelicans did with the Twin Towers out there with Boogie Cousins, who unfortunately is injured right now, and Anthony Davis.
Well, that's different ball. That's no.
I mean, because they're playing bully ball out there, but I mean, having those two big dominant guys in the middle.
But Davis got handles like anything I've ever seen.
Well, he hasn't really been using them since Boogie came. Yeah, because since Boogie came, he's just cut to the basket all day.
Pelicans, I don't know why they can't seem to get anywhere.
It's the coach. It's the coach. I mean, I like him. I can't remember his name right now. It's on top of my tongue. But I mean, he's not giving the extra push. Like kind of like what the way the Warriors were with Mark Jackson. Mm-hmm. Like you had the squad, but you just need that
something else. I mean, or depending on who else is hot at that time.
Also, their name is the Pelicans.
I mean, you got the.
Would you rather be the Pelicans or the Hornets?
Neither one is really that good, but at least with the Hornets.
Bro, your team is the Nuggets.
Yeah, for gold nuggets.
No, like chicken nuggets.
No, gold nuggets.
Barbecue chicken alert.
Look,
Dunkin'.
It's historic.
Look at the symbol. It's a pickaxe. It's a pickaxe picking gold nuggets out of the mountains.
Shovel of gold.
Yeah.
Hey, man, put two. Let's shovel that water.
Y'all's best player was Kenyon Martin.
Get the fuck out of
here. Bruh. Really? They know how to house. They know
how to house.
Matumbo? With the kiss. Yeah. With the lips on the
kiss. Kenyon Martin.
House?
It's Kenyon Martin.
Yeah.
Hey, we had Nick Van Exel back in the day, too. Hey, funny story about that. So when I was in about fourth grade, back home, there's a...
back in the 80s? Old ass.
Oh, man. It's mid-90s, but there's a grocery store back home called King Supers, right? King Supers.
Bro, I swear every city has like a King Super, like a something like that, my bad.
But they were doing this raffle thing for kids where if you sign up, you get to be a ball boy at a Nuggets game.
Oh, okay.
So I signed up, you know, went on about my day. I didn't think anything about it. My mom got a call, said, hey, we got tickets for you and your family. You can come down and be on the court. And you can be, you know, Steven, me. You can be a ball boy for the Nuggets. I'm like, hell yeah, all right. So I only remember this because it was probably like the worst day of my life.
That took a turn. Like, damn.
I remember this because it's probably the worst day of my life.
I'm thinking it's going to be like one of those like uplifting stories.
Yeah,
like,
no, so.
Nah.
You know, I go to school, I'm all excited, whatever, because tonight's the night. I'm going to be on the court of the Pepsi Center. And Nuggets gonna play, you know, they sucked back then, but I was so excited. So, I go. Well, when I was a kid, I had really bad allergies. And something hit me that day.
Oh, he sneezed up on TV with a booger. Oh!
And I feel it coming on, like I'm sneezing. My eyes are like shut, like they're swollen and puffy. I got snot coming out my nose, like I can't breathe, like I'm drooling. I get there, right? And I swear these guys probably thought like I was one of like those special needs kids. not talking stuff about special needs kids, but I'm pretty sure that's probably what they thought because I was looking rough. And so I get there, like all the guys are being real nice to me, and they take me out to the middle of the court, and like I forget what they did. They put me on camera so everybody could see me.
Brr.
And like, I'm sitting there, like, I'm trying to...
That is what happened.
I was sneezing. I'm trying to, like, keep my eyes from watering. Like, just... I look like I'm crying. I got snot coming out my face.
Bruh.
Yo,
it is
so
I'm just, like, sitting on the... In the court, on the side of the court. All the guys are being real cool. They're just looking at me like, we'll let him be over there. We'll throw him a ball.
Bruh.
It was awesome, but like I said, the worst day of my life. I couldn't enjoy it.
Was this before YouTube?
Oh, yeah, this was like...
Dang! I wish I could find that, because I would post that so fast.
It would make you a meme, bro.
Oh, you know I would. God, you are so lucky that doesn't exist.
Oh, man, I was so messed up that day. But I remember it. It was so awesome.
Oh, you know what? I'm about to sit... If I would have known this about like 2 weeks ago, I would have sat there and researched like all the different Nuggets files and stuff. I would have found that footage.
Floyd would do that. He would do that.
He would. I know he would.
That'd have been your profile picture. I would have found a way to hack your Facebook. Like, nah, man.
But remember, I got a headband from Nick Van Exel.
Yeah. I hope you threw that garbage.
Yeah, don't worry. We also got, as far as sports news-wise, now, we are going to talk about Super Bowl, because that's obviously coming up. We have to talk about that.
Oh, yeah, that is Sunday, right? Oh, yeah. Well, no, because I say that because I was like, I don't feel the same excitement for this one.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I'm excited because it's a Super Bowl and I like watching
the football, man.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have that feel to it.
Because it's not Drew Brees and Tom Brady. Like, and I bet you that, oh my goodness, they are so upset with Marcus Williams still. Because that cost them so much. You know how much money in advertisements you could to build that hype up for this game? I mean, like, we're not saying the Saints could have beaten Eagles, but they would have. That would have been a better game.
I think the Saints would have beaten.
I think the way Drew Brees carved up that Vikings in the second half, he may have been able to do that against. Yeah. And then with that running game, it was just...
Well, the way Nick Foles carved up that Vikings defense.
They throw for three touchdowns.
Right.
I mean, yeah. But it's just that, I just can't get past the whole... There's so much money that was lost.
I guess maybe for me, it's because... I know we're supposed to talk about something else, but... It's because I don't like Philly fans. Because Philadelphia fans are some of the worst fans in the world. And I don't like the Patriots.
Yeah, that's why... If I had to choose, like, Patriots fans or Philly fans, I guess I'd choose Philly fans. Like, I feel like they're...
I'll find another sport if I had to choose.
I feel like they're more down-to-earth, even though they're arrogant and...
down-to-earth assholes, yeah.
Versus the Boston fans who just can't
talk. They're
just
spoiled, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, look, the Red Sox balling, Bruins balling. I mean, everybody, I don't know why... That place just seems to have just a bunch of ballers and all these Celtics. Like, goddamn, why?
Well, think about it, though. Like, it's because you got Massachusetts, New England, Vermont, Connecticut, all those states put together. They're all watching just those teams. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's just like one city because they're like Detroit. You know, you just got the surrounding area. Then you got Chicago close by.
Right.
It's all those areas in one. Unlike New York, who has three teams that are all garbage.
garbage.
But no, on a more serious note.
Yeah, so if you really haven't paid attention to sports news, or I guess just news in general lately, Larry Nassar, this guy from Michigan State, or he was employed by Michigan State, but he was also Olympic team gymnast coach. Originally he was charged and sentenced to 60 years on federal child pornography charges, which was just the beginning of everything that's been coming out about him. He also, just this past week, he also received 40 to 175 years for sexual abuse charges in the state of Michigan for basically abusing the gymnast that he was supposed to medically take care of and sexually abusing them under the guise of medical treatment. And apparently this has been happening since the late 90s. The testimony and the impact statements and things like that have been put out against this guy have been amazing. I mean, amazing in the sense that these people have been able to stand up and talk about this, but also amazing in the sense that it's went back for so long that there's so many people that can come up and talk about this. And it's just now here in late 2017, early 2018, this guy's finally being tried for, you know, for his crimes. There's reports that say as early as 1999, maybe even earlier, that reports were made and they were just swept under the rug because, you know, this guy, no one thought it was true, maybe. No one necessarily cared. But since then, reports were filed that were never never followed up on. And that shows, and that goes into Michigan State and people around him, people in the higher up echelons of power in Michigan State not doing their job. Not doing their due diligence when these females or when anybody really comes up with an allegation of sexual assault, it should at least be investigated. It should be followed up on so that these people, they don't feel like that they're
They're not being hurt.
Yeah, they don't feel like they're not being hurt. Don't feel like they're doing the wrong thing for reporting it.
And it just goes to show this is just, and this is a case that's not even, it's gymnastics, which is popular among those who obviously are interested in it, but it's not high profile.
Well, no, think about it. With gymnastics, when you think about kids, when they think about little girls, the first word they always talk about is either softball or gymnastics. And they grow up through these ranks and it's like what he was saying, like with these girls, and even with the, I think you were talking about Penn State before we started doing this,
mm-hmm.
Even with the little boys, when they were saying like, hey, somebody's doing this stuff to me, and they're not taking these allegations seriously, and at least investigating them, they're just pushing them to the side because, oh, I know this guy, he would never do that. They're just automatically assuming
that the child's lying. They assume that, like, you know, because...
Or they misjudge the situation. Like, oh, nothing really happened. You know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the Penn State thing, you know, Sandusky and Paterno, he was come to find out that he knew a lot about this. And
he didn't want
to
do nothing about it. Like,
Sandusky was a friend of his. And
that's the thing, like, because everybody talks about, like, the good old boys club. Mm-hmm. It's like, if I know you, I'm going to vouch for you, regardless of all the dirtbag stuff that you do.
Right.
Because there were still people, even with the, like, if you get out of the world of sports, if you get to Weinstein,
mm-hmm.
Harvey Weinstein, who was a big, you know, Hollywood producer or whatever, there was people that were coming out to vouch for this guy, and there was, like, multiple reports of him doing some dirty stuff.
They probably knew it. They just wanted to.
And that's my thing right there. It's like, yeah, go after the guy who was doing the dirt. Like, lock him up. Give him the 175 years. He deserves that, like, 100%. But the cats who knew about it and didn't say anything, I hold them just as responsible.
Right, and that's where the investigation is leading to now.
Yes.
Because people realize it's not that Larry Nassar, it's not that he was able to somehow sweep this under the rug on his own. There were people that knew about it, which is why the Michigan State AD and the president, the female president of Michigan State, they have stepped down. I mean, they're saying it's because they feel like it's the right thing to do amid the scandal and stuff like that. But we'll find out. We'll find out if they actually had something to do with, you know, the whole situation, and what they knew, and when they knew, and how they knew, and stuff like that. There's even people calling for the death penalty.
I said give it to them. I said they should give it to Penn State.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, if it's been going on since you said the 90s,
yeah.
It's been going on that long, that means these people have been rolling in dough, just abusing these people the whole time and just didn't do anything about it. Kill that school.
Well, there's a thing. That's gonna be tough to do.
He did to SMU.
SMU, but it's SMU. Yeah. This is not a Big Ten major school.
Well, that's the thing. You set the standard right there.
You set the standard, but here's the thing. You also can set a standard if you start asking for a death penalty for things like this. Mm-hmm. We're gonna base it on, oh, because he did this for this amount of time, or he did, or just because he did it. Because once you rule in that way, and you rule in that favor, and if you put it to, it goes to the Supreme Court, and they rule that way, that's going to become the standard, and then you're going to start. Granted, do I feel that they should? Yeah. If you did.
Oh, you're saying for the length of time, then
it's a tough topic.
So you're saying, like, if they rule on it, they have to be really specific on exactly why they're giving the death.
I think so, because a child molester in those situations, but they've been doing this for so long. Oh, does that constitute death penalty? Burso. 1, 2, 3, 4 time offender over a certain amount of time as well. Like, it gets messy with that.
Okay, if it was me, I would have it in two categories. Like, if it was a one-time thing, but if the school did something about it, then I'd be like, all right, cool. Just fire the guy, give him his time, school's left alone. But if the school was covering it up and they can prove that people within the, like, the president, the AD knew about it.
You won't kill the school. That school is too powerful, man. What you do is you will have people fall on their sword. You will have scapegoats for that and blame it on them and try to save the school. Because they treat this like this situation reminds me of just like every time there's an OD in a frat house. Every time there's a guy who falls on a balcony in a frat house, you protect the program. It's always the program first. Always the frat first. So in this situation, they like, we don't want a black eye on our program. Because we're trying to compete with Michigan, Ohio State, Wisconsin. You can't afford to have something like this. Even if it's in gymnastics, you can't afford that it to come out this way.
Well, from what I hear, it's actually spreading to the basketball team, too.
That's
the thing that there was a report from Outside the Lines, ESPN, yesterday that they released multiple data, again, dating back to the early 90s. Multiple reports were filed against different football players from Michigan State, different basketball players from Michigan State, alleging sexual abuse, gang rapes, things like that.
Come on, man.
And I can't think of it. In the case of one individual, he was on the team when Michigan State went to the Final Four last year. He came back as a assistant coach or special assistant coach, student coach to the main coach the next year, sat on the bench, and he was charged with attacking a female. Well, he went to court and somehow it got reduced down. He entered a plea bargain and got reduced down to a littering charge. And they're using that, the base of the report was using that as a basis of like, why are these higher charges being reduced down to something that is meaningless? Like, is it being an investigation? And they said that this all went through the same jurisdiction, the same judge, the same people. They're trying to figure out why the investigations were not happening. And again, maybe it's stemming more from not just Michigan State, but into the legal system where, you know, in the city and county of Michigan State is in. Maybe there's more to it that's going on. Who knows?
Oh, you're talking about Travis Walton was the guy, yes. Undergraduate assistant. And I'm looking at that outside the line article, and there are people like, oh, we need more information first before we make quick judgments. So I'm like, if it's getting to a point where it's, all these people are coming out and they're all saying the same thing, it's getting to a point like maybe something really did happen there. I'm like,
yeah,
you can almost guarantee something did happen. It's just a matter of what. And I think they're gonna fight tooth and nail to try to, like, they're gonna make them work. FBI needs to get involved if they're not already involved.
Yeah. Oh, if the FBI gets involved, people are gonna go to jail.
And that's something they don't want. I would come clean about it and do what Baylor did and start giving yourself sanctions.
That Baylor thing kind of got swept under the rug.
It got swept under the rug for especially a while, but they hammered themselves. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you gotta give yourself that punishment before you let, you know, the legal system get involved, because then people will go into jail.
Yeah, and I think about that, because I'm looking at this article, MSU trustee to abuse women, we failed you. Why is the Board of Trustees saying this? It's just like, I don't know.
It's a mess.
It is a mess.
And I feel bad for the students that are at the school, that like the athletes who had nothing to do with this, because now they could be potentially punished because some idiots on their squads were doing some dumb shit. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yo, like, what about me? Like, unless they could transfer out and get a college
scholarship somewhere else. In most situations, though, like with anything, with athletics, as long as you produce, they'll back you. Because you make them so much money. It all comes down to money when you really think about it.
No, it does.
But now it's out there. Now you didn't do your job. Sometimes you have to cut your losses. And when you see things getting out of hand, for this amount of time, like, this program is going to be crippled for a while.
Yeah.
They're crippled anyway, because you really can't compete with Wisconsin, Ohio State, Michigan anyway. But, so it's not like, and Penn State now. So, Penn State has bounced back from this. Michigan State can't bounce back from this.
But that Penn State thing, they only kind of went down for like a year. The new coach came in, I think he, was it,
Franklin.
Who was the coach before him, though? Another coach came in.
The interim coach for once Patino stepped down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he the one that's with the Houston now? The Houston head coach? I thought he was coaching Penn State I thought there was a coach there who was there for like a year, then he just bounced out, then they brought this new guy in who probably remade the whole program.
I forget his name, but I mean, it's just unfortunate the situation has come to this, and people aren't, they're so worried about that dollar, they don't want to. Well, I look at it like this. You want to say protect the program, you want to make the money, protect the athletes, but they're still, you're held accountable for your decisions.
Mm,
and
yeah.
If you make bonehead decisions, you suffer, the program suffers, and those who weren't even involved will suffer. And the program should not try to hide those things. You have to litigate it how you should, it has to go through the process, and you also should, justify its validity, make sure it's true, but don't try to hide it to save face, because it comes out, once it comes out that you omitted something, omission is lying.
Really,
especially in a program like that.
Yep.
You're too big, it's too much going on, it's too much. And so, now you gotta lay in that bed now. Yep. Now you do, and, that's okay, because you weren't even top four anyway, like, so, whatever.
Now, speaking of not top four.
Switching gears.
Yeah. I don't think the Eagles are top four, but the Super Bowl's coming up.
Super Bowl's coming up this Sunday. Eagles versus Patriots. You know, I was thinking about this morning, the stat that still gets me about the playoffs is Ben Roethlisberger throwing for 500 and some odd yards in that game against the Jaguars and not being in the playoffs anymore.
Hey, you know what's funny, though, about that? You know, with the whole Jalen Ramsey thing, we're going to go to the Super Bowl and win that bitch.
Yeah.
He went to the Pro Bowl, said the same thing. And they won. The AFC came back and won. But they got lucky because your boy Von Miller.
Right. I didn't see that. Von Miller. Yeah.
But if it wasn't for that, Jalen Ramsey would have been wrong again. Yep. Just Just throwing it out there.
Well, I mean, they wouldn't have been wrong. Like, this is one thing. If I ever were to coach, I coach swimming, good to know. But if I were to coach football, like a head coach, I would. You don't let up ever. Don't ever get conservative, especially when there's a the coach on the other side is better than you. Right. Never let up. You got more talent. You don't have that much experience. You have talent. You have talent. Ignorant talent, basically. They don't know what they're up against. They don't know they're up against a legend, a Hall of Famer, forever. And they played well. Don't get conservative. Penn State, when you got conservative, they cost you. Oh, it's Ohio State. Cost you a bowl appearance. Mm-hmm. But thank you for that, because they got Bama in there, and then Bama ended up winning everything. So, well done, Franklin. But
Roll Tide.
So yeah, but you're right. Super Bowl. I'm not excited personally.
No.
I want to see which Foles will show up. Cause that'll be pretty cool. I want this to be a game.
Well, the things like last year when the Falcons were playing the Patriots, it was kind of exciting because the Falcons made it. You know, whatever.
No, it wasn't exciting.
No, I'm talking like for the city of Atlanta.
Man, whatever. Y'all beat the crippled Packers.
Well, he's biased over here, but right. For everybody else who's not biased, it was just like, all right, that's cool. You know, Matty Ice is trying to get some respect, and then they fell apart. Like you said, they let up.
Yeah.
Fourth quarter, and then Belichick did his thing. Mm-hmm. I am not like I could have technically had this day off. I don't care about this game. Like, I'll probably watch the highlights, but I'm not planning on watching this game. Like,
you're
at
off,
all.
Right? I'm off too.
No, I'm not off for the Super Bowl.
Damn it, Floyd.
No.
You're not yet?
No, I'm off.
Y'all have fun with that.
Man, whatever. Why would you not? All right. I didn't know that just now, but. it's just, I mean, what are you excited about? Brady get another ring? Like,
I'm excited about the fact that the Eagles, like you said, depending on which Nick Foles shows up, have a. Maybe a slight chance. They might be able to knock off.
They can.
Brady and Belichick.
The coach.
Slim, but.
All right.
I think they can do it.
A better head coach, a better quarterback. Like, I mean, only thing that they don't have better is the better defense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Brady, what is Belichick going to try to take away from the Eagles?
Nick Foles.
But that ain't taking away
anything.
No, right. I mean,
what is he going to do? Take away Alshon Jeffrey?
Well, who's a backup quarterback to Nick Foles?
Sudfeld?
Oh, who the hell is that? Yeah,
well, no. You got to protect Foles at all costs.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If they manage to take out Foles, game over.
Yeah. They got LeGarrette Blount back there.
This defense is going to have to win this game.
LeGarrette Blount?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Belichick knows how to stop LeGarrette Blount.
Does he coach him?
I don't know if he knows how to stop him, he knows how to play him.
They have James Harrison, like y'all said, the greatest.
One of the greatest ever. He's going to plug whatever hole he has. Don't matter what it is, how big it is. He's
right,
gonna plug.
And Foles is going to hit Alshon Jeffrey down the middle.
Well, okay, those corners are dope corners. I think the checkdowns. Do what Brady does to you. Do what Aaron Rodgers does to you. You want to cover deep? All right, check down, 70 yards, all the way down the field. Yeah.
So, we're running out of time, but who y'all taking in this game?
Oh,
put it on the line. Take Eagles,
man.
That's what I want. That's what I want to see. I want to see the Eagles win.
Brady went to Michigan.
All right,
you already know.
My biggest wish is for a meteor to hit that stadium and just hit the team, not the fans, because you know you don't want the fans
getting
hurt.
Funny thing, you say that an asteroid might pass by Earth on the same day as the Super Bowl.
See, yeah. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Called that.
It's number 31 on CBS Sports list of the 52 things you should know about Super Bowl.
Boom. Yeah, so I think the Patriots are going to win it, though, honestly. But no, you can follow us on all social media websites, you know, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, at Turf Toe Show. That's about it, though. You know, hit like, hit subscribe if you like what we're doing.
Yep.
Share it.
That'd be nice, you know. That'd be lovely if y'all could share that. Mm-hmm. We were going to talk about this whole Brady versus MJ thing, but I've clearly forgot about it.
Yeah.
We might do that next week when I actually look into it.
See if he actually is the GOAT.
Can he get six?
Right. Can he get six?
Six rings? Six rings?
Possible topic for next week.
That's a great topic for next week. We'll definitely do that.
I mean, if we're going alphabetical order, Brady is ahead of Jordan.
Okay.
Well, until next time, guys.
Yep.
Mine.
Go.